Hi guys, good morning and welcome again for another Moneywise Tips. So, ngayon ang topic natin ngayon is about the three warnings you need to see, you know, before you prepare for your retirement fund planning. Okay? So, and to combat that, I will give you also the four tips, no? Na mamaya asabihin natin. First is, four is beware of hidden agendas. Okay? So, alam naman natin, when you try to prepare for your retirement planning, no, you will seek for financial products, financial solutions, and of course, beware of hidden agenda if you talk about, if you talk to some financial advisors, no, tignan mo kung unbiased ba sila, no, because financial advisors, no, most of them are insurance agents, no, but again, not all, I'm not generalizing everyone, but most of them, no, are driven by commissions, no, and of course they have quotas, so baka mamaya they're not really helping you. Okay, so baka mamaya gusto lang nila magbenta. Okay, so first, yun nga, hidden agenda. Second, okay, expensive products or financial products, so make sure na titignan mo, baka sobrang mahal pala ng binibenta sa iyo, no, and some of the products are yung iba 80 to 90%, no, admin charges, so tignan mo. So, ang laki na, 80 to 90% admin charges. So, aralin mo maigi kung saan napupunta yung perang binibigay mo or ini-invest mo. Okay? Third advice is, of course, bad service. So, some of them, pag nabentahan ka na ng mga financial agents, ng mga financial advisors, okay? So, pag nabentahan ka na, usually, hindi ka napapansinin yan because may mga quota yan, no? So, they go to their next clients, no? But again, I'm not generalizing everything. It's based on my experience. It's based on yung mga nagkikwento sa akin, no? After sila mabentahan, di na sila pinapansin, wala nang follow-up, no? So, since ibang agents ka, nakabenta na, no? May mga quotas pa sila, nakakuha na nila yung free travel nila, no? Incentives, no? So, minsan wala nang pakialam sa iyan. Okay? So, ano yung pwede natin? No? Ito yung tips natin, four tips na para personally, makombat mo tong three warnings na to. First is, of course, if you could hire a fee-based financial planner or fee financial advisor na hindi mag-earn based on commissions ng mga re-recommended nilang products, no? At least, you're sure na hindi sila biased. Okay? Na hindi sila mag-recommend ng products because, no? May commission sila makukuha, no? So, babayaran mo sila based on their recommendations and ikaw mismo kukuha ng mga products na yon. Okay? Without their referrals para sure na hindi sila mag-recommend sa'yo na meron silang hidden agenda. Okay? Second is create a financial plan. No? If you could create your own financial plan, no? Attend seminars, read financial books, no? So, if you create one, craft one for your family, for yourself, the better. Okay? The third tip is, of course, investment policies. I mean, for yourself, no? So, parang ito yung magiging guidelines mo na kung saan ako mag-i-invest, no? Kung anong risk appetite ko. So, just a simple guideline, investment policy, kung saan ka usually mag-i-invest. Okay? And the fourth one and the last one, of course, is, just keep on learning. The best financial advisor is yourself. Okay? Ikaw pa rin yung gagawa at mag-decision. It's your money, no? And usually, yung mga financial advisor, yung mga agents kasi, syempre, they're after the commissions, no? Basically, it's your money pa rin. Ikaw nagpakahirap doon. So, the best financial planner, financial advisor, financial steward of your money, of your wealth, is yourself. Okay? So, again, thank you. I hope may natutunan ka. And make sure to share this video, no? Like my page, and follow and subscribe to my channel. Okay? Again, thank you and God bless.